Welcome to Energy Talks, a regular podcast series featuring expert discussions on power system testing, data management, cybersecurity, and important trends in the power industry. My name is Scott Williams from the podcast team at Omicron, and I will be your host. Hello, everyone. The challenges in protection testing are manifold due to constantly changing power grids and the prevailing shortage of skills. The new CMC 500, which is the next generation of Omicron CMC technology, provides a future-proof answer and sets a new benchmark in protection testing. In this episode, Stefan Geiger, Omicron CMC 500 product manager, provides insight into the development of this groundbreaking device. He has over 12 years of experience in product management of protection testing solutions. Stefan discusses how the evolving needs of customers and a growing list of challenges faced by utilities drove the rigorous development process that led to the creation of the CMC 500. Stefan emphasizes the importance of customer feedback, a commitment to quality, and dedicated teamwork in the development process. The result is a next-generation solution that optimizes protection testing efficiency and versatility, work safety, cybersecurity, and measurement reliability. Hello, Stefan. Welcome to Energy Talks, and congratulations on the launch of Omicron CMC 500.
Hi, Scott. Thanks a lot for having me here. I'm looking forward to our conversation.
Thanks again for being here with us. Stefan, the Omicron CMC 356 set new standards in the field of protection testing for energy systems when it was launched in 2008. Today, approximately 15,000 devices are being used in the field with great customer satisfaction. So after many years, you decided to optimize the device and started developing the Omicron CMC 500. Why was this decision made?
Well, Scott, I think we've always been in a very close relationship with our customers, and we're constantly receiving feedback on what can be improved on our test set. Throughout these more than 15 years, we've gradually added functionality to our CMC test sets, definitely to a big degree on the software side, but also in terms of hardware improvements. So for example, we improved the hardware parts internally to further increase the reliability of the test sets. This is not something you notice from the outside, but there's an effort that gradually went into improving the insights of the test set. Over the years, we also developed new communication interfaces to address new needs in terms of IC61850 testing, for example, where we needed more processing power. But at some point in time, we have noticed that we're reaching the technical limits of what the existing platform of the CMC 356 is capable of doing. And there we had quite a few wishes that we received over the years that we couldn't address with a small revision or, let's say, a more or less radical revision of our test set. Also, if you're looking at all the market trends and developments we wanted to address, we just found it was time. We required a whole new concept, a whole new architecture of the test set, and quite a bit of R&D to achieve the leap in functionality that we were aiming at. And quite frankly, since we first introduced the CMC 356 in 2008, the technology in terms of electronics has evolved quite a bit, and we just knew that we could build an even better test set that fulfills the needs of our customers in an even better way.
Stefan, how have customer needs changed to deal with the challenges they have been facing?
The challenge is definitely, I think, workload is definitely a huge topic for utilities. To put one example, our customers are really challenged with having to extend their network due to the rising demands of electrical energy, while at the same time, there is an aging infrastructure that requires updating and continued maintenance. There's a ton of projects that our customers have to manage as a result. Also, in light of more inverter-based resources being part of the networks, so as an example, in North America, there is an instantaneous penetration of up to 70% of inverter-based resources at times, and this brings new challenges to the reliability of the grid, and which means new technologies have to be applied, but certainly our customers need to learn all those new technologies. At the same time, though, our industry is seeing, or we're generally seeing a demographic change, and definitely also as a result, a shortage of young staff leading to a lack of trained workforce to manage and realize all these projects and cope with the challenges that they are seeing. And certainly at the center of it all is the need to keep up the reliability of the network. And depending on the country or region we're talking about, definitely also significantly improving the power grid to ensure an uninterrupted supply of electric energy. With all these issues, the time pressure our customers have, there is also an increasing need to focus on user safety, because the more you are under time pressure, the more likely mistakes happen. If you are working in a utility, within a substation, at an electric panel, you definitely want to make sure that you don't take shortcuts on safety, because you're constantly exposed to electrical risks. And we were thinking as well of how can we manage those risks for our customers even better to support them if we talk about user safety. And also a challenge that we are noticing as well as we're receiving more and more requests from our customer is the topic of cybersecurity. Cyber threats are extremely critical if we talk about electrical energy systems, because they are part of the electrical infrastructure. So as I said, quite manifold the amount of challenges that our customers have, and certainly something that we also wanted to address with the new development of the CMC 500 to a small degree.
Stefan, which requirements must the ideal protection system testing solution fulfill to meet these challenges and concerns in the future?
Well, first and foremost, I think offer an answer to the time pressure our customers are faced with. So saving time, if we're talking about relay testing during preparation and test execution itself. In other words, becoming more efficient while ensuring a constantly high test quality, because just with a high testing quality, you can actually find faults in your network and keep up this reliability. This is, I think, the major challenge. This is definitely something that we are, from my point of view, already very good in, but it's coming more of a topic or even more relevant in the future to be able to be very efficient if we talk about testing of protection relays in our case. And I think we already have a very excellent solution with our test universe and relay sim test software for the CMC, combined with a so-called CMC Swift app, which is a handheld app for mobile phones that allows to quickly output some values without the need for a PC. That certainly also helps to be able to be more efficient and being able to quickly output some values. With our solutions that we have there on the software side, we have quite an extensive test library where we support more than 500 relay, which definitely gives a great head start to anyone wanting to test the relay more efficiently. In many cases, you can import relay settings directly into these test plans, which the test steps are automatically selected, deselected, test values are adjusted to the relay settings. So in the end, we're talking about just a few clicks of effort instead of hours of preparing a test file or executing it manually when you try to put in a value one by one. The great benefit we have there is that these test plans can be reused throughout the relay's lifecycle. So you can use the same test plan when you're commissioning a relay, and you can also use it when you're upgrading or updating the firmware of a relay, which happens more and more in light of the cybersecurity topics, but certainly also then during a regular maintenance. On the other hand, with Relay Sim Test, a tool that we also really introduced throughout the years, we can simulate the grid, test independently of setting, which often unveils issues that classic parameter testing does not find. So this is also a huge contributor in increasing the reliability and guaranteeing reliability of the protection system. And this is all just what we have already now. So it also definitely Relay Sim Test eases, for example, end-to-end tests, as you can control many tests from two ends. Just generally speaking, I think we see more the need towards such simulation-based testing. And now this brings me actually to the hardware part of it, because if you're doing a simulation-based testing, we're talking about a transient simulation of signals, and transients typically are high amplitudes for a short period of time. In particular, if we talk about 5-amp nominal relays, we have reached the limit of the CMC 356 capability at times. So this is something that we wanted to look at. Can we output a higher amount of amplitudes? And then at the same time, with the complexity increasing in substations, we wanted to also provide more troubleshooting tools. So we have a tool that's called Analyzer, which allows basically to use the tester as a 10-channel oscilloscope, and you can do transient recording and just analyze faults that you have in a network. Just let's say if you have a tool belt available with the CMC that helps you analyze the situation and hopefully rectify it as soon as possible to just support this need for being more efficient and getting the job done as quickly as possible. But as I just said as well, in the question you asked me earlier, we're seeing this lack of workforce. So it's likely that with less people available, one person just needs to fulfill more jobs. So a more versatile relay tester that can fulfill even more tasks is definitely something that is thought after by many of our users. And certainly we want to support this by testing additional assets, but also in a way, coming back to the relay testing application, by just offering even more channels of current for tests if you have it, so that you can really do less rewiring when you're setting up a test. You don't need to parallel current outputs. You just plug it in and you test it. And so we saw a need for even up to 10 current outputs if you're testing a 3-winding transformer differential test with a separate CT star point. For such applications, you needed 10 currents, and this is really something that could only be done with rewiring or by bringing additional tests into a substation. So it's cumbersome, and it's something that we wanted to do about it. Yeah, I also mentioned safety as a topic earlier. I think a future-proof test set must also offer additional assistance in ensuring safe test setups, signalizing hazardous conditions to the user. And certainly last but not least, also something I mentioned at the beginning, the topic of cybersecurity. So from our point of view, measures also need to be taken for relay tests that one is carrying into a substation to devices that are connected to a station bus, as there are definitely also some risks potentially involved with that.
Great, thank you. So which approaches did you take with the CMC 500 to cover these different requirements?
Well, that certainly was a challenge for us to cover all these requirements with just one test set. I think if you ask customers, what more can we do in a test set? Well, I want that much more current in terms of amplitude. I want that much more power from the current outputs or number of channels. But then if you ask again, okay, how much bigger can a test set actually become to fulfill all these needs? Well, all of a sudden people say, well, you know, I don't want to carry even more heavy stuff into the substation. So the idea is rather into the other direction. Equipment should become less big and more lightweight, because yeah, it just needs to be or stay portable. In our discussions with customers, we noticed also that the requirements for the hardware are very different from one application to another, but also depending on the region. So it's probably different if you're running mostly 1-amp nominal relays or if it's 5-amp relays. The applications are just different. It's also different if you work in a distribution environment with no transformer, where you are satisfied with 3 currents and 3 voltages, because there's no need to test a transformer differential. But then some others also wish for up to 10 currents because they want to test the 3-leg transformer I mentioned earlier, up to the point that people said, well, I want to have even higher amplitude single phase because I want to do primary injection. So as a result of all of these diverse requirements, with the demand to also become more compact, we came up with the idea to develop a convertible current and voltage generator, which allows us to become more compact and still be able to output voltage or current, which works for many applications. And I believe our engineers did really an outstanding job with this convertible output module, achieving up to 30 amps per channel, which is pretty much the same amplitude as a CMC 356 short term, but even with an increased accuracy and a higher frequency range. So I think really hats off to them. Well, the convertible amplifier is certainly just one component or part of the test set. We also looked at how can we best utilize these modules that we are developing. But we then decided that instead of a combination of the analog output modules that we have, we probably become more flexible as well in terms of the hardware configuration. So as a result, we are offering one device platform, CMC 500, with 5 variants where we use a combination of different of amplifier or generator modules to best meet these individual customer needs. So we have variants ranging from 3 and 4 voltages and 3 and 4 currents up to 10 currents and 7 voltages. So quite versatile. One of those variants, by the way, can output even up to 450 amp single phase, all the while still being more compact and lightweight than a CMC 356, all connections on the front. This really makes the device usable for primary injection, for example. We looked at how much knowledge or what knowledge we have available internally in the company, and with the wide range of products that we have and let's say many application areas where we are in, we could also borrow a lot of knowledge, and that also went into the product. For example, when we were developing the CT checking functionality, we borrowed a lot of knowledge that we have from the CT analyzer to make wiring really simple and to offer some degree of functionality as well to check current transformers with the relay tested and therefore becoming more versatile. Also with the analyzer solution, we can now test circuit breaker timing, for example, motor startup, all with one test set. And then to complete the picture, if we talk about cybersecurity, there's a lot of knowledge that we have from our Station Guard product, our intrusion detection solution that also actually went into the CMC500. And let's not forget, to complete the picture, we also needed to make sure that existing test plans can be reused. So we know our existing customers have spent tremendous time in preparing test plans, and we want to make this change as flawless as possible, changing from one device to the new one.
Wow, that's quite an achievement and a big team effort. How long did it take you all to make this development?
You know, I think we probably could have been quicker if it wasn't for the high requirements that we had, but we didn't want to take any shortcuts. You know, our products are known for quality, and the number of revisions that we did just because we weren't satisfied with certain parts of the product, because some shock and vibration tests maybe weren't fulfilled, we had to do another revision, we had to test it out. So just a lot that went into it, but it was definitely clear from us, we don't want to take any shortcuts. We want to set a new standard with this device, and we've heard our customers with all their needs. And with the highly motivated team, I think we really achieved something truly unique with the CMC500.
Stefan, you said that grids are constantly changing. What if the requirements for the protection test set also change?
Yes, you're right. The grid is constantly changing, and I think the test set has to change with it should demands from our customers change down the road. So we've always had the possibility to upgrade the software of our test set. So let's say you were interested in just doing simple testing with the test set, you were going for a more simple software package, and then you could upgrade IC61850, for example, or Relay Sim Test for system-based testing, and so on. But now with the CMC500, the hardware can also grow with one's need. So let's say you're a service provider who is serving the distribution utilities, you're sufficient with just the 4 voltages and 4 currents. I go with a smaller variant. And if at one point in time you decide you want to extend into transmission or generation and you need more currents and more voltages, you can just, for example, add one of our output modules and upgrade it with a 3-phase 60 amps. And now you can test all these different applications. You can probably do prime injection. And similarly, on this functionality tool belt, if we talk about, if CT testing is not on your scope at the very beginning, it's not a problem. You go with a basic unit, but the hardware is capable of it. So you can simply upgrade and add this functionality at the later stage. Yeah, also, should you need it, we likely have the right accessory for special applications. So, you know, there's the trend to some degree for traveling wave protection testing or testing of relays with sensor inputs on the medium voltage side. We have accessories that you can add to the test, and then it opens up this range of application for you.
Okay. Stefan, thank you. And what happens when digital IEC 61850 substations are added to conventional ones in the future?
Yeah, I think this is to a wide degree already happening. So it just depends on how much IEC 61850 one is using. So I think it's a demand for modern testers to cope with the IEC 61850 signals, but certainly you don't have to get it from the very beginning. The CMC500 is prepared for those applications, so we can subscribe and publish goose signals, sampled value signals, even according, or even those with configurable data sets. It can work with client-server communication or MMS, and the CMC supports this regardless of the selected device variant. I made a reference earlier as well to Analyzer, where you can use our tested as a sort of a 10-channel oscilloscope that talks about the analog inputs, but our analyzer also allows you to record digital signals from an IEC 61850 environment. So you can now put analog signals and you can measure back goose signals and sample value signals. So in a way, you can also do a simple merging unit test. I think it's a really nice complete setup that allows you to do a lot of testing in IEC 61850 environments. And the good thing is customers can upgrade to this at any point in time. You know, I also mentioned cybersecurity at the beginning, which is definitely a topic. Computers infected with malware, which are used to change settings on a protection relay, pose a risk. Similarly, a station PC connected to the station network poses a risk. But what about a protection test set that you carry into a substation and then connect to your station bus? So I think a future-proof solution must also be comprehensively hardened to reduce the risks of cyber threats for our customers.
So which measures did you take to make the CMC 500 as cyber secure as possible?
A lot of know-how from our cybersecurity products went into this test set. So to put some examples, the CMC is now using a crypto processor, so-called Trusted Platform Module, or TPM, that safely stores keys and certificates through which a test set can be distinctly identified by the testing software. Attackers thus cannot run so-called man-in-the-middle attacks. What's more, the TPM 2.0 module, as it's called, can protect the test set from manipulated firmware, in other words, firmware tampering. We use encrypted and signed firmware to ensure the integrity and authenticity, and this enables us to do so-called secured and measured boot. So in more simple terms, if you were to start up the device and the check fails during the boot up of the test set, just won't start. And with that, there is no malicious software introduced to the networks of critical infrastructure. I'd like to point out, though, that cybersecurity is definitely not something that you can just do once and then you're good for the future. Cybersecurity is an ongoing process. So what we do at Omicron, we have this knowledge, as I mentioned, from the Station Guard product. We follow a so-called secure software development lifecycle process where we continuously review vulnerabilities and disclose them so they can be actively managed.
Speaking of staying safe, you mentioned work safety at the beginning, which is increasingly coming into focus. How did you take this into account with the CMC 500?
Well, let me start by saying, I think if everyone were to follow the safety procedures as we outlined them in the safe use manual, I think we would have much less of a problem. But you know how it works, in particular, as I mentioned, if you're under pressure, you skip tasks, and then there's a risk for electrical threats or electrical accidents, I should say. Risks often also occur when one is not alone at site. So even if you perfectly follow all the procedures, if there's a second person, you don't know what he or she is doing when you're on site, they may start a test while you're rewiring. So there's definitely some threats, and we wanted to do something about this. So we analyzed typical processes that pose a potential electrical risk and thought about measures on how to mitigate them. How can we make our tests even more safe to the user? And I think one key element is to simplifying processes. I should also mention that our CMC or our existing CMC tested generator outputs have always been isolated from each other and from ground. So that definitely is an improvement already. And we certainly also took that on for the CMC 500. But we also wanted to do something more in the CMC 500. And there, I think we also need to distinguish between product and application safety. So product safety is something you can simply see when you look at all the certifications that our test set fulfills. So product safety makes sure that the product itself does not cause any hazard. So that you have touchable parts that don't carry hazardous voltages, that we use safety sockets, that we keep temperature limits to a touchable level, creepage distances are fulfilled, and so on. And this is something that is confirmed by external parties such as TÜV, and you see the TÜV octagon on our test set. But what about safety if it comes to using the product in its designated use, or even beyond that, even where there's a foreseeable misuse? So we want to make sure that use cases do not cause any hazards, and this is what's called application safety. So an example is you're using a wrong configuration of the test set outputs, you do a wrong connection to a device under test, you forget to short-circuit CTEs, for example, before you apply the wiring. You don't switch off the test when you are rewiring, although you're supposed to, and it's mentioned in the user manual. A lot of people maybe don't do this because you lose connection to the PC, or from the PC software loses connection to the test set, and then you have to find it again once you switch it on. So these are definitely inconveniences, and this is something that we thought we can address and define mitigation actions. So to better mitigate such risk, or the risk that I explained, the CMC 500 comes with a number of safety elements. So you will see this when you look at the front panel on the top left corner. There's a new section that's called safety. And there we introduced quite a few new elements. So first and foremost, we have very bright red and green signal lights that indicate the status of the device to the user. So user knows, is it safe to touch even a bare connector coming from the CMC? Or is the device in an active mode indicated with red, where at any point in time a hazardous voltage could be present? We also added an operational mode button that allows us to change between those two modes. So you can have the device switched on put it into safe mode and safely rewire. In safe mode, we actually discharge all internal energies in the test set, so there is guarantee that no hazard will occur from our test set point of view. But what if you're not alone in the substation, as I mentioned? So we have an interlock key. You can just leave the device turned on. You can pull this key from the test set. You can do your rewiring, and you have peace of mind that nobody can actually output something through your test set, even if it's right in front of it or if the device is remotely controlled. But still, as I mentioned, it's turned on, so you can talk to it through the software. There's also standards, meanwhile, available, and that's what I mentioned. Things have evolved quite a bit since we introduced the CMC356. There is now standards available that define the requirements for temporary test setups, so-called EN5191 in Europe as an example. For such test setups, you need this red and green signal light indication, and your test setup also requires an emergency off button, which is something that we want to offer in the future. Yeah, this may sound very simple to you, so just put a green LED on it, put a red LED on it, and it's good to go. It's not rocket science. We actually implement these features according to what's called a functional safety standard, ISO 13849. And this really guarantees a very high reliability of this function. So when our users see green and you touch it and there is no risk for, let's say, a software bug that it's just showing green, but actually we're outputting something. So a lot of effort had to go into this to really make sure it is safe and you can touch it. And another small addition that we did is we can detect a missing ground connection. So when you switch on the test set, there's an LED on the front panel that would indicate if there is a weak or non-existing ground connection. So before you even start up a software, we will indicate to you that you should probably check your wiring because that improves the safety of it. Built-in beeper, all connections on the front, and a lot more. So a lot of thought went into this because, you know, safety is something you don't want to take shortcuts on. And we were convinced and we found ways from our point of view to increase our user safety.
Excellent. You've been very thorough in each of these areas. Stefan, Omicron's test solutions have always been known for reliability. Which other measures were taken with the CMC500 to guarantee reliability in the field?
Yeah, you're right. The Omicron brand definitely stands for reliable products. So this also had a huge focus when we developed the test set and when we took it to the test once we had the prototypes available. Let me maybe put one example. If you look at our manual, it states that the humidity must be between 0 and 95% relative humidity and no condensation must occur. In reality, though, even if you're here in Europe and you have a cold night and you store the test set in your car, where it is a tad cold, it's not like you have to be in a very humid environment. You just take it into a room that has nice temperatures, right, that you like to work in, and then condensation can occur. And what condensation certainly means water within the test set. Water can cause short circuits that, again, is a risk and can cause the short circuits within the test set, which then leads to failure. So we also wanted to cover such cases and make sure the test set does not become damaged from such applications, although we state no condensation because effectively it's impossible to avoid this at times. So as a result, many PCBs or parts of PCBs inside our test set come with a conformal coating to avoid short circuits in critical areas. But it doesn't end with that. The CMC500 actually includes a dew sensor. So when you, again, connect the test set to mains, you want to power it up. The device first checks for condensation before it actually powers up other parts within the test set. And when it detects this condensation, so-called drying program is initiated where all the fans spin at full speed and it basically dries the device from the inside. And we certainly also show this on the front plate. Yeah, other than that, definitely quite an effort went into testing the test set for drops at certain heights, vibration at all different kinds of frequencies, simulating the device being carried on a truck, for example, through the transportation when we ship it out. And frankly, you wouldn't believe how much these tests unveil and how many loops of improvements, as I already mentioned earlier, we had to go through until the test set passed all our requirements. Even for simple things such as a transport case, you would think, oh, it's a transport case. You define a foam layout so that the device fits in and you're good to go, right? But I think we had like 3 or 4 revisions until the shock absorbing internally was sufficient. So we put G sensors on the device. We dropped the transport case at different angles from 50 centimeters height. So these are some transporting requirements that DHL or whomever requires. And we had to make sure that the foam inside the device is dampening big enough that I think we don't exceed, like, I think it was 30 Gs or something. So values that components are rated at. And this is why we had to go through so many different iterations to really make sure the device itself is reliable, is even more reliable. And also, let's say, packaging, transport casing, and so on, as we need to make sure that we protect the insides, the sensitive electronic device, as good as we can. Last but not least, it's not just type testing that we did on the test set, but every single test set that leaves our factory is going through a multi-day running process where we pre-age components, where we can rule out these early failures already, where we pre-age components prior to the calibration adjustment, so that in the end, our customers get a product with the highest quality, as you also pointed out.
With all the aspects you considered during development, is there anything you are particularly proud of?
Let me give this a thought. We really had highly ambitious requirements for this product. That we've been doing CMC test sets now for, 30 years or something? So with all the requirements that we had, it at times seemed impossible to achieve this, but somehow our engineers in R&D found a way. And what's really impressive for me is how much passion the development team put into this. Many ideas they brought in, and in the end also realized making this product even better than I could probably have ever imagined. So guys, if you're listening to this podcast, thank you really much. It's really remarkable what you guys have achieved. And yeah, just again, let's also not forget what I mentioned earlier. This product was developed during times of COVID that brought these challenges. How do we work together as a team when we can't meet in person, when we're not getting delivery of components, we're forced to do revisions once again just because we couldn't get certain parts, do unplanned revision of boards. It's unbelievable. But then again, I think the result just speaks itself. And I'm really convinced that the CMC 500 will set the bar for an industry standard once again, similar to the CMC 356 in 2008. And I very much look forward to the first feedback of our customers for this product.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of excitement out there for this new generation of CMC technology. Have you shown customers, or do you have user experience with the new product?
Definitely. So what we don't want to do is develop something in secret and not getting any customer feedback down the road. So there's a number of key customers, of people that we have involved, our own internal colleagues who at times do commissioning and customer projects, but also certain key customers. It was very important for us to get their input also at an early stage to see, is this really fitting the needs? Are we on the right track? Or should we do things different? So we'd appreciate their input and helped us to also shape this product in the way that it is today.
And how have customers been reacting to the new CMC 500?
Yeah, exciting. I think if you just talk about the specifications of the test set, I think if you just read it on paper, you think it's not possible. How can you get like 450 amps from a test set that weighs just below 15 kilograms and at the same time 10 currents and, you know, test current transformers and recording? So I think it's remarkable, and then we could see the excitement of those customers. They have been patient with us as well, but I'm sure they look forward now to being able to get one themselves and experience it as a final product.
Excellent. Well, Stefan, thank you for sharing your experiences with the development of the CMC 500 in this episode of Energy Talks. And again, congratulations on the launch of this next generation of CMC technology.
Thanks a lot, Scott. It was really a pleasure talking to you. Hope we'll meet again. Thanks a lot.
Definitely. Thank you for your time. And a big thank you to our audience for listening to this and other episodes of Energy Talks. We always welcome your questions and feedback. Please send us an email to podcast@omicronenergy.com. Omicron has several years of experience in power system testing, data management, and cybersecurity, and offers a matching solution for your application. For more information, visit our website at omicronenergy.com. Please join us for the next episode of Energy Talks. Goodbye for now, everyone.